somebody comes in and asks, or you go to somebody's house and they say, well, would you like to have some dinner? And you say, well, no thanks, I've already
eaten.
Okay. You had a piece of pie in the refrigerator, and somebody comes and looks for it and says, can't find a piece of pie. What happened to it? And you say, well, I have to admit it, I
ate it.
Okay. And same thing happens with a glass of milk. You tell them, I
drank it.
Okay. You see somebody, it looks like he's just about emptied a big water jug. And I say, well, how much water have you
drunk?
Okay. Just taking care of. That's taking care of. Oh yeah, if you want to explain to somebody that's a little dense how to do something, you say, well, don't do it that way, do it
my way.
Or
this way.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I think that this is incredible. I think I just about done it. You think of anything?
No, I can't.
Well, this is, yeah, you've really been incredibly patient with all this. I really appreciate it.
When you get through here, I've got a little story.
Oh, go ahead. Well, I'm through. Go ahead. Just
you asked a question which gave rise to this thought. Whether or not either one of my grandfathers was in the Civil War, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have known since I was a kid that my mother's father served two enlistments in the Union Army.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was only a few months because he took sick, as an awful lot of those boys did then, mm-hmm. you know, under the conditions which they were living. Both sides were plagued with illness, you know. He came home and stayed home about a couple of years and then went back. The first time he's in the infantry, and the second time they put him in the heavy artillery. But never did I ever hear anything about my father's father being in any war. And about 8 months ago, I guess it was, the the DAR in Rockville published a little pamphlet about this big,
mm-hmm.
listing all of the veterans up to World War I
mm-hmm.
by cemeteries in this county.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking through the list in what we call Clear Run Cemetery down here at the mm-hmm. edge of Bridgeton. And I ran down through there, and Civil War veterans, and there was John A.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at that, and I thought, my first thought was, uh-oh, they missed the boat there. Grandpa was never in the Civil War,
mm-hmm.
see? And he's the only John A. buried in Clear Run Cemetery. Then Irene's sister gave me a little copy that of a story that had been written in 1916 by a Civil War veteran
mm-hmm.
right here in Bridgeton, in which he listed all of the Raccoon Township, that's this township,
mm-hmm.
Civil War veterans. And he had J.A. And I thought, well, we always call this man Uncle Tip because he happened to have been my grandmother's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, well, Uncle Tip might have missed one or two,
mm-hmm.
but he sure didn't put anybody in there that he wasn't dead sure about, see?
Mm-hmm.
But it was still skeptical, so I went up to the veterans office in Rockville
mm-hmm.
and asked them if they had any record of him. Well, they thumbed through the records and they came up with an 8.5x11 sheet for John A.
Mm-hmm.
And they had his wife's name there, Mary, and that was my grandmother, and some other data that tied in. Well, I still wasn't satisfied.